On this first Sunday of Advent, we celebrate the hope that is in Jesus. Before we get to that, can you all give the choir a round of applause? And can we give Chris a round of applause? Thank you, choir, and thank you, Chris, and thank you all for coming and hearing them sing. I am blessed every week to see their hard work, to hear their amazing voices, and to get to sing with them. On this Sunday of hope, Jesus Christ is the one who brings us our hope. When we think of hope, our modern context of that, I looked it up in Webster's, has a connotation of optimistic expectation. But if you look back into what Webster's called the archaic sense of hope, there's trust and reliance. We trust in the Lord for our hope, because without the Lord, there is no hope. When sin entered the world, we were separated from God. But God loved us enough not to leave us there. Throughout salvation history, he set up these progressive covenants that built on one another for the sole purpose of bringing his children back into reconciliation with God the Father, back into his presence where God will dwell with us forever and ever. But the only hope in that, with the law in the sacrificial system, which we could not keep, God said, I'm going to do this for them. I'm going to write my law on their hearts. I will take it upon myself to fulfill everything in Scripture. And that is our hope. God has fulfilled all of his promises that he has spoke, and he's going to fulfill the ones that are yet to come. Jesus is our hope because we trust and rely on him for our salvation. If we repent of our sins and call Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we have hope to live eternally in God's presence. This is what we celebrate when we talk about the Advent or the coming of Jesus. We celebrate that Jesus came, and we celebrate and hope for his second coming when he will remake the world. New creations, new heaven, new earth, Jerusalem descending from heaven, God dwelling with his people through Jesus Christ on the cross. Jesus Christ resurrected. God the Father, his will and glory throughout salvation history, and the Holy Spirit that now lives within us. This is the hope of Jesus. This is the hope that we get to take out to our community, to the world, telling them about the hope of Jesus Christ, that without Christ we have no hope. But within Christ, there is grace, peace, and mercy forever. May you pray with me. Father God, we thank you so much for Jesus who came, for Jesus who died, for Jesus who raised again and now sits with you in heaven and sends the Holy Spirit to us. Lord, I ask you to touch our hearts and give us the hope and joy of salvation that you have given us freely. Free salvation through your grace. Because you knew we could not attain it. We could not keep your law. We could not reach you. But you reached down to us, Lord, through your grace and mercy. It's in Jesus' matchless name that we pray. Amen.